The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Former 4th District Congressman, federal prosecutor, co-author with his friend Senator Tim Scott of the New York Times bestseller Unified, and his newest book, Doesn't Hurt to Ask, Using the Power of Questions to Communicate, Connect, and Persuade. Trey Gowdy, welcome in this morning. Glad to have you, sir.
I'm thrilled to be with you. I still can't believe in any time someone says that I wrote two books. That was about the same number I'd read up until about 5 years ago. So,
Look, I remember I had you and Senator Scott on when you guys wrote Unified. It's a great book. Doesn't Hurt to Ask is another great book as well. Lots to talk about as we've had a busy week watching South Carolina Senior Senator and Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, preside over the confirmation hearings, of course. But before we get into that, let's talk a minute about your new book, Doesn't Hurt to Ask. Already a favorite on Amazon, this book. It's good for everyone, whether you want to be a success in politics, in the courtroom, in your business. It can help you in everyday life. Talk with us about the book and how you become good at asking questions.
Well, thank you, Joey. I was in a courtroom for a lot longer than I was ever in Congress, and you have to persuade 12 people that you don't know, and you have to do it beyond a reasonable doubt. So I've always been fascinated by this, by the art of persuasion, how to move people, you know, closer to your way of thinking, and combining, you know, facts and authenticity, and then the power of questions. I mean, if I were to ask you, what do you believe on the Supreme Court confirmation hearings this past week? The temptation is to just begin to state, you know, I believe, I think, I feel. We're not, really not oriented towards proving our point by asking questions. The impetus for this really was not politics. It was folks that, you know, I've lived in the same town for 50 years. Folks from back home, even family members that I see struggle to be heard and struggle to be understood. And it is an acquirable skill, the ability to ask questions and to persuade effectively is acquirable. And I, you know, it's probably the only thing I was ever any good at. So I've, you know, Tim Scott actually is the person who talked me into writing this book. So thank you to him.
Yeah. Well, I've always admired how you have a way with just quickly getting to the core issue, really zeroing in on what's important. It seems to come natural to you. So are you saying that it's a skill that you have learned over the years?
Yeah, what I'm saying, Joey, is thank you for saying that, but if you'd seen my first 10 trials in a courtroom, you would not say it comes naturally. It is... I love to prepare. Preparation and thought... you know, has to be a component to it. You can't just drink some elixir and become really good at persuasion and communication. You know, I tell the story in the book, every closing argument I ever gave in a courtroom was given pushing a lawnmower 2 weeks before. Yeah. I spend a lot of time anticipating what the other side is going. You know, Jim Comey, when I had to question him, I spent weeks saying, okay, if he says this, I'm going to go here. If he says that, I'm going to go there. Most people don't have a couple of weeks to prepare for a conversation, but you do have a couple of minutes, and and you need to know what your purpose and objective is, and you need to not only anticipate what facts you're going to use, but how are you going to counter the facts used on the other side? I mean, this week, I thought, you know, Cruz and Lee and others did a really good job of using part of their time to counter the narrative that was being propagated on the other side. Those guys are really smart, but they're also really prepared.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're wrapping up, of course, this week one of the confirmation process of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. I heard you say that you used to enjoy the judicial confirmation hearings. Actually, I believe I heard it on your podcast. By the way, folks, go to TreyGowdy.com, subscribe to the Trey Gowdy podcast. Did you mean to say that you used to enjoy this? Does that mean you haven't been enjoying it this week?
I hated Kavanaugh. I didn't really get a lot out of Alito and Gorsuch because no one's mind is open. There are only two members, Joey, of that entire committee that have ever voted for a nominee from the other side. Only two. One happens to be our senior senator.
Yep.
And there was a Democrat that voted for John Roberts. So I used to enjoy, you know, what is your judicial philosophy? What is the role of the court? Kind of the lesson that Ben Sasse took people through earlier in the week, kind of that civics. But, I mean, I can watch the Kardashians if I need to see what they did to Kavanaugh last time. I thought this would – I've had a ton of good witnesses in my life in courtrooms. I told Lindsay last night, he called me – I've never seen a better witness than Amy Coney Barrett in any facet of my career. I've never seen a better witness.
She is a rock star, and I tell you, I have just enjoyed watching her respond to this. Speaking of asking questions, I mean, it appeared that the Democrat senators asked the same questions over and over again. I've been sitting here all week trying to decide what their strategy is. Do you have any input in that?
I do. I think I know exactly what their strategy is. They never had the votes to stop her.
Yeah.
And she's not going to make a mistake. She's not going to blurt something out. Lindsay's in a really tough reelect. Tom Tillis is in a really tough reelect. Joni Ernst. So there are members. Cornyn's race is tighter than it's been in the past. So there are members of the Judiciary Committee that are on the ballot in a couple of weeks. And their strategy was to make health care the dominant issue, even if it's a stretch, even if they have no idea how she's going to rule, because it puts the Republicans that support her and they think in a challenging reelection posture. It was never about her. I mean, you could tell from the first 30 minutes she opened her mouth that, you know, if this woman's ever done anything like inappropriate in her life, we all would die of a heart attack. It just wasn't there. And she's too smart to make mistakes. When I hear Senator, you know, when Cory Booker asked the mother of two African-American children, Haitian-American children, are you a white supremacist? And then when I hear the senator from Hawaii ask a mother of seven, have you ever committed the crime of sexual assault? I mean, you know they got nothing. If you're asking the two dumbest questions in the history of the world, then you know they don't have a strategy.
I got to tell you, I actually had a contest one day this week of who the dumbest senator in the room was on that particular day. I gave away a prize.
I hope the senator from Hawaii won.
I tell you, it got crazy at times. All right, quickly, any concerns that you have of what happened this week?
The only concern I have are the consequences in the senator's reelect. And, you know, Lindsay, you know, is in a $100 million fight. And $100 million is a lot to defend yourself against.
It is.
But I really, look, I am biased towards him. I've liked him for 25 years personally. I really was proud of the way that he kind of shepherded that process. And he had a great witness, but he also made no mistakes, no fumbles. That's my concern, is losing the Senate because there was never any danger that she wasn't going to be confirmed.
Yeah. Senator Graham says they'll vote next week, so you believe that's going to happen, and we'll move forward with that.
He told me they're voting next week, and then it's going to be on the floor, and she's going to be a Supreme Court justice before Dallas loses its Thanksgiving Day football game.
Yeah. Trey Gowdy, author of Doesn't Hurt to Ask. Get your copy today at your favorite bookstore or your online bookseller. And go to TreyGowdy.com, subscribe to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Thanks for your time this morning. Hope you'll come
back. Thank you. Have a great weekend. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Take care.
Trey Gowdy, get a copy of his book and subscribe to his podcast.